Shire Whip Around Tuesdays means Mount Alexander Shire. Darren Fuzzard is the CEO there. Darren, good morning to you. How are you?
Hello, Robbo.
Good morning. Your office will be getting an official complaint from me, by the way. Well, probably.
Yes, Robbo. What would that be about?
Probably from.
How
my,
can we help you?
Probably from my partner, more so. But walking out of the bazaar in Castlemaine on the weekend after enjoying fish and chips from the Blue Sea Cafe, sitting in the botanical gardens, fantastic. Do you realise that the yellow bollards, when you're walking out next to the coffee van at the bazaar, are actually crotch height? I discovered this, Darren.
Fantastic, brother.
Yeah, so, no, bloody brilliant that was. So, thank you very much. And the worst part was my partner just about wet herself laughing. I mean, to be perfectly honest, I wish she did. It would have taken a little bit of the embarrassment away from me. But, yeah, walked straight into one. Oh, I tell you.
And it's, they're so well hidden, Robbo, being bright yellow and all.
There's so much going on in that area. My gaze was obviously just diverted. So there we go. But anyway, stand by for a complaint about that, mate. Yes, anyway. I guess we can talk a bit of footy if you want to.
No, Robbo, we've got a lot to talk about. Work business, as you pointed out last week. Happy to move on.
I did ask someone what they thought of Gold Coast, and this is the response I got.
I love gold.
Yeah. Right. I didn't feel that way on the weekend, I've got to say, Robbo.
I bet you didn't, no. Alrighty, so what's happening over Easter?
Too good.
What's happening over Easter?
Plenty happening over Easter, Robbo. And as always, lots going on in the Village Square in Frederick Street in Castlemaine. So this weekend, we've got King Stone, which is a pretty amazing SKA band, I understand. They're on Friday night from 7 p.m. Then on Saturday night, we've got the Castlemaine Documentary Film Festival putting on a free screening of the Grace Jones documentary, Bloodlight and Barmy. And that's just a taster, actually, Robbo, of the what's to come over the coming months with the full festival, which is in July. Mm-hmm. But there'll be more coming to the Village Square in the lead-up to that full festival in July. So there's that. Then there's, of course, the Malden Easter Fair is on. That kicked off in 1878, one of the oldest in Australia, Robbo, a bit like Bendigo. Starts this Thursday, continues all the way through to Easter Monday, and there is heaps going on over there in that 5 days. There is the big highlight, of course, of the Easter Parade on Easter Monday, which has got a large collection of pretty much everything Maldonian. Fire trucks, garden clubs, penny farthings, the whole deal. And, of course, after the parade, Robbo, there's lots of great cafes and restaurants that will be open to enjoy lunch at. There's also the hole-in-one competition, pretty popular one, on Easter Saturday. That's at the Malden Golf Club. And also there's historic vehicles on show as part of the Malden Vintage Machinery Museum's annual Easter Machinery Rally, which goes across the whole weekend. So They've got lots of different things to have a look at there, Robbo. If that's not enough, though, we've got a torchlight procession. There's dancing in the streets. There's a billy cart race, which is just amazing to watch, let alone to be in. A quilt show, and there's lots of other things for everyone to enjoy, Robbo. And, of course, then we've got all the things going on from our businesses in the community, such as the Harcourt Valerie Winery Easter Festival, which is one of those examples. So if people want to find out more about what's going on, Robbo, go to Facebook and look up Castlemaine Malden Surrounds and you can find out all of the details.
Geez, so much going on. This one I was curious about, a Nordic pole walking course. What's this?
Yes, Robbo. Well, apparently it's become very popular. So we've been working in partnership with the Healthy Heart of Victoria and also Castlemaine Community House to offer this Nordic pole walking class in Castlemaine. They have been really popular. So now we've also got them in Harcourt, Newstead and Malden on top of it continuing in Castlemaine. So it's, I understand, very good way to improve your posture, your strength and your balance, Robbo. And like all sports, it helps manage your stress. But what's really great about Nordic pole walking is that it's low impact workout, but it uses your whole body. So it's a fantastic bit of exercise to get involved in. So Castlemaine Group meets at 9:30 a.m. on Mondays and 2:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. The Harcourt Group meets at 9:30 a.m. on Wednesdays, and the Newstead Group meets at 9:30 a.m. on Thursdays, and the Molan Group meets at 4:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. So you could just about do it all week if you wanted to go for a tour of the Shire.
Okay.
Big thanks to Castlemaine Community House and the Healthy Heart of Victoria Initiative for supporting that. And if people want to know more, Robert, because there's plenty in there, visit chirp.org.au or give them a call on 5479 1000.
Right, okay. More familiar with pole dancing myself, but anyway, that's another story. You can have your say on a couple of things going on in the area as well. Mate, give us a brief overview of these.
You can, Robbo. The first one is we're trialling a temporary change to the zebra crossing that's in Mostyn Street, right in the middle of Castlemaine. We're looking at what we can do to improve the safety and the accessibility for both motorists and pedestrians at that crossing without losing the functionality of it being parking bays for vehicles, of course. So we're going to shorten those two bays by a couple of feet, and that'll make it a lot easier for people to be able to see past the cars. We're going to trial that for about 6 months, and we'd really like to know what people think about that. Is it working? Is it better? Is it doing enough or not? And then after that six-month period, we'll look at making a permanent change if it's worked, or looking at other options if it hasn't worked. The other project, Robbo, we've talked about briefly before was community buildings and their use. We'd really like to get people to have their say about our facilities such as community halls, our sporting pavilions, our neighbourhood houses and lots of other locations across the Shire that are public facilities. So people can have a look at those, both of those, Robbo, on our Shape Mount Alexander website, and we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Okay. And finally, and very briefly, time is against us, but any service changes over Easter or many to take note of?
Just a couple, Robbo. We close the office at 5 p.m. this Thursday, the 14th of April, and will be reopened at 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, the 19th of April. People who have their bins collected on Fridays, we will be collecting those on Easter Saturday instead, and bins will resume normal collection times from Easter Monday. And just for people to know, the waste facilities in both Castlemaine and Molan, they'll be closed on Good Friday. So appreciate it if you can work around that.
Okay.
And as always, have a look on our website if you're wondering whether different things are open over the Easter weekend.
Lovely. Hey, Darren, have a fantastic Easter yourself, and I'll talk to you in a few weeks. I've got a bit of time off next week, so I'll talk to you then. Yeah.
Unbelievable, brother.
No,
well, that'll be lovely. Have a great time off.
Will do. Thanks very much indeed. Darren Fuzzard, CEO, Mount Alexander Shire, on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.